that Ruach was able to say that when the nations heard about the Kriyas Yamsa, they were so shivered, so frightened, the Afidu Lakushay Nandula Yakshay, that all the Goyim, the kings, were not able to have Tashmish. They were not able to live with Ruach of Azayna. So their aid did not become hard. They were so afraid. So we ask the question of Menor Yoda, how did Ruach of Azayna know this? So the Yoda Markos, we know, there's no prince or leader that did not come and live with Ruach of Azayna. So she knew exactly how the Yod were, and she knew that once the Yod heard about the Kriyas Yamsuf, they were not able to have Tashmish anymore. And the Gemara says about Ruach of Azayna, Omru, that the Bas Yud Shonim Hoysa, she was 10 years old, Kishi Yotsu Yisrael in Mitzrayim, when Kriyas went out of Mitzrayim. Vizinsa Kol Men Shana, and all 40 years, the Kriyas was in the Midbar, she was having Zlus with all the kings. So you saw the Midbar. Now, Acha Nun Shana, after 50 years, now this guy, now she become a girl. Omru, she said, Yea, Mokhuli, that all the Zlus had to be Mokhuli, so she forgive me, to have with the reward, that when the messengers, the spies of Yeshua came, that she gave them the string to go down the window, that she hid them in Pishtim. So the school there, she should be most on the Zmuth. So it's nice for the character, I mean, that the Melochim, the kings had Zmuth with over 40 years. But just right after they heard about the Kriyas Yamsuf, at that time, they weren't able to have Tashmish. That time they were so frightened. So in Echnami, afterwards, they were able to have Tashmish again with her. Now the Gemara says, "Oh, my mama, we see also from the bright star, the old day could come from his mother, they were showing last his cane, that Goyim, his mother's there, they have no risk of shkutichut, they have a lot of bringing Corbin now on the bummer." The Gemara says, "We know how they knew, how do we know this from?" The part of our body was not like this. The Pasuk says, "Dabur of B'nai Yisrael." So we darshin, B'nai Yisrael, mitzuzim ha shkutichut, there's only in Israel, chiyif chorus for Yisrael, to sech the kol mizman of zeh bachut outside the base of Migdash. For a Jew there's no more heter habomit. But the aim of the kechovim mitzvim ma'shut echut. There's no risk that shut echut on a goy. A goy is allowed to bring a korbin mizman of zeh. The sikach therefore, kol echot v'yechot bon olay bom olay atmoy. Every single goy has permission to build himself a bomber. Even right here in LA, they could build themselves bombers. Or makrev olay up. Kol Mashi Yisra, the law to bring all types of kabbonis that they want. The Yisra Chut Echut only applies to Yisrael. That's the Pasuk of Dabra B'nei Yisrael, and not the Goyim. Omer Rabbi Yisra Bar Acho, Omer Rabbi Asi, but also Lesayayim. We're not allowed to help them though, bring the Korban. Rashi says, the Shas Yisra Bomis, the Goyim is Mana there, the Vishas Yishraim Einach Reheta, and once we have Yishraim, there's no Heta afterwards. So we cannot help them bring a korban bachutz. We can't help them for us. It's an avera. So last week, because we can't bring a korban for them, we can't be a shliach from them. We can't bring a korban bachutz. Omar Rabbi says, you should know, only Yarimimhu, sorry, but we're allowed to teach them how to bring a korban. That we're allowed to. And behold, like it happened in Maaseh, the Ifra Homizo, which was Imo Deshava Malka. She was the mother of the king Shavu. Now Shadra Kurbono Rava. She sent the korban to Rava, and Sholchilei Askuyin Alel Hashem Shemayim. She sent the korban to Rava, telling him, "Please, I want you to be marked of this korban Hashem Shemayim. I want you to bring the korban as well as that for me." So Amunin Rav Sasra or Rav Acha Bar Huna. So Rava said to Sasra and Rav Acha Bar Huna, "Zilu." V'dabru Shrei Umei Guloi. Like Rashi says, it means go fetch me, go get me two goyim, two bochim, they have the same age, and let them bring the korban. And because you see, Hecha Demasi Yoma, go to a place where the ocean spits out like shirkin, like fresh mud, where it takes the cement that was not used yet by the Neyadim. The Shoklu Tzivi Charati, and take new branches of wood that were not used yet, v'yafiku nura mimorah charata, and make fire from a fresh match-like, v'yafku na'alem Hashem Shemayim, let them bring a korban with this type of a bomber. The kids from Rav were told two goyim to bring the korban, but he was marked that the wood and the mud that was used for the korban, for the Bema should be new ones that were not used yet by Bnei Adam. That he held even for a Bema, he cannot use wood that was used for Chulin. It has to be only that was meant for Hegdish. So Amulai Abai, Abai says back to Rabbi, come on, who are you saying like Rav Lezer ben Shemua? Look, at the time it read like this. Rav Lezer ben Shemua, he said like this. Man Mizbeach, when Yishtamish the Hegdish, just like the Mizbeach of the Beis Hamikdash has to be made from wood that a head yet, a normal person did not use yet, is that eight sin to lay your stomach them head yet. In the wood that they used to burn on the Mizbeach has to be fresh wood that was not used by a head yet. So the Chura, he learns, Rebbe learns, just that this was a din by the Beis Hamikdash, by the who din, by Yabomi also. So more of the question, Rebbe, no. I've made Rebbe Lezer ben Shuma b'bama. I'll bring you proof that Rav Lezer ben Shmuel, even though he says this halacha, the gate to the Beis Hamikdash, was the gate to the Bama, he agrees. Was the gate to the Bama, he agrees that the wood that you use for the fire does not have to be fresh wood, because it would be from Kalim that was already used by the Yadim. So it's a kasha of Rava. How come Rava was makpid here on this Bama, and the wood that was going to be used to burn on the Bama to be new fresh wood that was not used yet? All right, turn over. We'll continue on the other side. Again, the Gemara will be the proof now that the Lezer and Shmuel agrees by a Bama that the wood does not have to be fresh wood, only for the Mizbech has to be the way, but not by a Bama. The time is run like this, that cost of Echreimah. One person in the Rav Yom says that by ye came David Le'onon Ba'mokam Shikle Zov Mishkal Shei Shmoyis. So when David brought the wood to build the Beis Hamikdash of Arnon, or when he brought the wood, who see the wood that he used then by David was from his Mizbeach, was for Bamam, the kids he paid 600 shkalim. That's how much he paid. That's what it says over here in Divrei Yamin. Well, Siv, another pasuk in Shmuel, it says, in Shmuel Beis says, that Vayi came David as a Gerim, David brought the Gerim via the buckle and the animal, the chest of shkalim chanishim. He only had to pay 50 shkalim. Because the Siva, one place it says he paid 600, and one place you paid 50. Okay, so that could be. So the idea is, Grazer, Mikol, Shevet, Mishevet, Chamishim. He collected 50 shkolim from each Shevet. Shehem, Shesh, Meis. Altogether, 50 times 12 is 600. That's one shot. Rebbe Yema, Mishum, Abba Yaisi, then the story like this, that Mokav Yaisin, or Mokav Mizbeach Benun, he bought for 50 shkolim the Bokor, the Eitzim, and the Mokum of the Mizbeach. The whole Abayas, but the place to build the whole Beis Hamikdash, the whole house, the whole Abayas, Kula B'Shesh Meis, that he spent 600 for. Now, Reb Lezer ben Shmuel, that the Bokor, the Eitzim, and the Mokum of the Mizbeach, the Nun, the whole Abayas, Kula B'Shesh Meis, the Chura, they're both saying the same thing. Why is it two different on the Yomim? That Rebbe Yom, first Rebbe says, the Shema B'Yosef, then the story, and then Reb Lezer ben Shmuel, so far they both said the exact same thing. For 50 shkalim, he bought the Bokor and the Eitzim and the Mokum is Beach. And for 600, he bought the Mokum and the Obayas. The prophet says, that Yemer Arayno David, Yikach V'yal Adon Yemelech, Atay V'yenev, V'yay HaBokor Yemo, V'yamarigim V'chol HaBokor Yeitzim. So, L'chura, it says clearly here that Ray see this Bokor should be for Korban Eilo, V'yamarigim. And clear our Bokal Yatsim. The apostle said clearly here that David used for his Mizbeach, which was a Bama, Marigima Kalim, and clear our Bokal. The maximum clearly that David used old Kalim to burn on by his Bama. You see, clearly this is going according to Rav Lezer ben Shmua. And he's the one that said on the Beis Hamikdash itself, it has to be new fresh wood that was not used yet. And here it's maximum clearly that by the Bama, David used old wood, Kalim. To go to Kashan Rover, you see that on the Bama you do not have to have fresh wood. The Gemara says no, the Rover will answer you, Hosam Nami Mikharati. I tell you also, this Kliya Boka that David used was also new Kalim that was never used yet by a Hedget. Now, my Merigim, like what is the Merigim? The Prophet says use the Merigim, Samun, who says, Mita Shatubal. It was the bed of a Tubal. So the Gemara, my mita shatubu, what is that? What's the mita shatubu? Om Rabbaya, Ize de Karkasko. Ize de Karkasko, de Daisam. De Daisam Disham. So Rashi says either the chachasa means a piece of wooden kli that looked like, you know, it looked like a goat made out of wood, and it had a lot of pegs on it, and they used to use this by the threshing. They used to thresh, or the yachas and the dushes, they used to thresh the wheat, or the chachim and nachim kevin, never become kevin. But kol pon was some type of a kli that was used by the threshing. Tenachnami, that's what David used, this type of a kli to burn on his mizbeach and his bama. But Rav Kerold, it was a new kli that was never used yet. Therefore, it's no kashrim that even on the bumos he has to have new kelim. Omer Abaya, Micro, where's the posik? Rashi says, do oyser charitzim or mochen modach lo? What's the rad? The tugel means something that's fit like a threshold. The posik says, hinei samticha lemoiret chorot chodesh ba'atatiyas. If you clearly you're talking about a kli. A chorus, a kli chorus, chorma when you're threshing, there's no lesson of lemoirig. That's the right, this lemoirig has to do with the kli that they use the shaft they thresh with. Now the Gemara says, Makrilen Rava Lebrei. Rava read out to his son, the Rama Lekura Dazin. He has to see when the Pukim. See, one Pusik says, Vayitin Dovid Yanan, that David gave the money to Anan. Or see, it says, Vayitin Dovid. Another thing says that David bought. Okay, said like this: Greater than the Kol Sefer V'Sefer Chamishim, Shein Sheish Meir, that he collected Taka 650 Shalim from each Sefer, which was 600 Shalim. But Yakati Kashin Adodi, so to fill the Pukim, or some cast of Achizov. One person says it was silver, and one says it was gold. Hello, Kama, Greater Kesef, he collected silver. The Nistal Sheish Meir Zov, he collected silver. The weight of 600 golden shkalim. So that's how much silver he collected. He collected enough silver that was the value of the weight of 600 golden shkalim. Then the Mishnah says, I cut some kalim, necholim b'chol machni Yisrael. So this the Mishnah is going on, that once the hukam ha-mishkan, after they put up the Mishkan, then the Mishnah says it was Nesar ha-bomis, and the avoider was going to kahanim. And this the Mishnah says, Kotshim Kadoshim Necholim Lefnim and Akhloyim, and Kotshim Kalim was Lechol Machti Yisrael. Machti, even in the Midbar, when they had the Mishkan in the Midbar, Kotshim Kalim was eaten Lechol Machti Yisrael. The question is, what does Machti Yisrael mean? The Gemara says, Amar Avuna, Lechol Machomis Yisrael, means any place the Jews were in the Midbar, they were able to eat from the Kotshim Kalim. The Gemara says, Abba Machti Lehevi, but a real machta they did not have in the midbar. Here's the more of the question, is that true? Eis for Rav Nachman or Rav Huna. So Rav Nachman has the question back to Rav Huna. Well, machna is the midbar ahead, is it true what you're saying? But in the midbar they had no machnois. I would tell you, learn like this. Kishem shemachna by midbar, the same way Klai Yisrael had the machnois, had special tents in the midbar. Kach machna by Yushlayim. The same thing had machnois in Yushlayim. That in Yushlayim, Larabayis machna Yisrael. Maharabayis l'shan nikno is machna levia. Mikan zielach machna shchina. Fehein hein kloyim for the midbar. These were considered the curves like in the midbar. So it's not even in the midbar also they had machnais. Like Rashi says, vein hein kloyim little means lefnim mishan nikno have a kemokim lefnim and akloyim the mishkan. So they had places, they had the machnais in the midbar also. Now if they ever rabbi like this, if Huna meant to say, Eleimo, Bechol Mokrim, Machna Yisrael, in the Midbar, wherever the Jews were, that was considered Machna Yisrael. As he says, Shafimu B'Shah Silik Matoy, and in Solom, Elamalich and Imoy, for Mokrim Chan Yosem, Oichlem Machna, that even when they put down the Mishkan, so they couldn't eat the carbon then, but they took it with them, and when they put up the Mishkan, there they almost eat it. I mean, wherever they went, wherever they came, that was called Machna Yisrael. They were able to eat from the Kotchim Kalim. So Moses says, cheat, of course, why not? Moses says, yes. Mother said, I would have thought to say, if Slu be Yitze, remember when they put down the Mishkan, they started to travel, then it should be Chalim, Slu Yitze, on the carpet, on the meat, and it should be also cheat the Kotchim Kalim when they put back the Mishkan up again. Kamar Shmuel, that there's no Psul. Because tomorrow, maybe here, Fiyem, unless the Yachanam, there is a Psul. On the Kor, the prophet says, Zinosu Oyo Mayan, that they traveled the Yoyamayev means half a piece enough, even though they were traveling, Oyamayev, it was called the Yoyamayev. so it was never really a psul of Yitzchak. Tanya learned this, Reb Shimon ben Yochai Yemer, Oid Acheres Hoysa, there was another Mokom, the Chayel Ezras Noshimi, that was called the Chayel around the Ezras Noshim. But Rashi says, it means to say, Machne Reviyat, there was a fourth tent here, fourth place, which was Chaluk, the Maharabayis from the Azorah. And Lohoyo Oinshin Aleh Ala Nichnas Nebetumah, that somebody was Tomei, he went into this court around the Yezus Noshim, he was not Chayiv, that's called the Chayiv, the court around the Yezus Noshim. Lohoyo Oinshin Aleh, the person that Tomei went in there was not, he didn't get a punishment. Over Shilei, when they brought the Nishkim into Shilei, Lohoyo Yelishnei Machnas Avad, there they only had two Machnas. But the Gemara Haimin Elihevi, and which one of the real three were not there by Mishkan Shilei? So my Rabbah Mistavra the Machna Levi Avoy, and the son of Machna Levi was there. He, what's this? He's telling me, Sanko Daitach, Machna Levi Avoy was not there, Nintzah Zob, the Tamei Nathan, the Shakam Chusta Machna Achas. Fine, we'll continue on the next page. We'll stop here, we'll continue on the next page. Here we're holding Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Nomer Aleph. Kenya's last Gemara, the last Shaila was on the bottom of the Gemara Daf Kuf Tezayin Mabez was that Uve Shiloi Loiho Yele Shnei Machnos Bovad. By Mishkan Shiloi, there they only had two Machnos. So the question was, Hai Minai Lehevi, which one of the three Machnos were not there by Shiloi? Some Rabbi says, Mistavra Tesvoro Te Machnon Leviya Havoi. The Ravad, the Machn Leviya, was there. And Rashi says, therefore means the Machn Yisrael who the Chosar. It was missing Machn Yisrael. There was Machn Shechina, Pshita, they had the Mishkan Shiloi. Machn Leviya was also there. So the one that was missing was Machn Yisrael. Rashi says, Yim Loi came, the Machn Yisrael Heve, the Machn Leviya. That's the most question now. The Mora says, again, it's Mistavro, that the Machn Leviya Havoi. Because ye, Sagadadja, if you can tell me to think and say, the Machna Leviya Loi Havoi, that the one that was missing was Machna Leviya, now holding on the top of the Kufi Zayin Amar Aleph, the top.